Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors, and we continue to pray for strengthening families these 2 months in the holidays. Today's topic is the K through 6th grade children seeking the Great Shepherd to protect these little sheep. Many issues shadow children today in the K through 6th grade season, with AB 495 recently signed October 12th into law by the governor, which allows any adult to claim to be a child's caregiver simply by filling out a form called the Caregiver's Authorization Affidavit without parent permission, photo ID, court approval, or a background check. The chronic absenteeism that many of the schools face, too much screen time, increased bullying, sexual predators due to unchaperoned phone time, greater discipline issues in class, parents favoring their own phone time over paying attention to their children's desire to interact, lower academic performances, curriculum integrating ideologies without godly standards, gender confusion, and so much more. One could get overwhelmed for their welfare, but there is also one who is the Great Shepherd and well-equipped to help them and their family to rise above it all. We must pray and seek God's help and intervention. So let's stop and pray for K through 6th grade children, their family, to find God's solutions to the problems they face. Father, we lift up these little sheep to you, these, in some cases, lambs. We thank you for each child. We thank you for each of their parents. We thank you that you are the one who destined them to and appointed them to have these parents as their guardians. We know that you gave them as gifts. Gifts are children of the Lord, and that you, God, want us to steward these children well. And we know it takes more than just the parents to raise a child. It takes the other family members. It takes friends and other people and teachers and other coaches. So, Father, we pray that parents will voice their concerns at the schools that their children attend, not allowing anyone to pick up their child, that this AB bill will backfire and have to be stopped and over and changed. We pray predators would be caught before harm comes to children. We pray for parents to educate and monitor children's social media use. We pray that parents will be heard and empowered at school district meetings, that the voice of parents will be greater than the Department of Education and any National Education Association and any other group that would try to override a parent's prerogative and decision-making. We pray for books with explicit and implicit sexual overtones be banned from K through 6th grades, that they would be hidden by the librarians or moved to a dark spot where they aren't available. We pray for families to be resilient despite the multiple school challenges and the many shootings that have happened across our country by young people. We pray for families to use it as a time to dialogue, to strengthen and inform, that children would feel valued and important at home. We thank you, God, that you created these little sheep, and we entrust them in your care and entrust the parents as well and those surrounding the and influencing these children to help them know you early in their life. And we pray for revival among the K through 6 children in Jesus' name.